In this era of global terrorism and unprecedented government surveillance, our collective sense of fear and paranoia has rarely been so elevated. That's certainly the case for the subjects of this fascinating documentary, in which we profile a growing subculture that shares the belief that their every move is being monitored and manipulated as part of an ominous global conspiracy. Early one morning, Mummy called. "Come along, Tiddlers, we're ready to start." Topsy and Tim ran to the car, carrying their buckets and spades. They were going away for holiday at the seaside. First, they drove to the Lion garage to get the car ready for the journey. The garage man put in petrol while Dad blew up the tyres.
"We could do with some water in the radiator," said Mummy.
Topsy and Tim fetched the water in their seaside buckets.
"All aboard,"
shouted Dad. Topsy and Tim waved to the garage man through the window as they drove away. In a moment, they were passing Mrs. Maypole's school.
"Goodbye, Mrs. Maypole," called Topsy. "We're off to the seaside."
Suddenly, Tim shouted.
"We left the buckets behind."
"Oh, it's too late to turn back now," said Dad.
"We'll buy new buckets," said Mummy.
Tim began to cry.
"Hi. Hello. I'm Mia. It stopped raining." I'm really not good at speech making. Normally, I get so nervous that I either faint or run away, or sometimes I even get sick. But you really did not need to know that. Anyway, I'm not afraid anymore. See, earlier this evening, I had every intention of giving up my claim to the throne. And my mom helped me, by telling me it was okay and by supporting me like she has for my entire life. But then I wondered how I'd feel after abdicating my role as Princess of Genovia. Would I feel relieved or sad? And then I realized how many stupid times a day I say the word I. And that's probably all I ever do is think about myself. And how lame is that when there's like 7 billion other people out there in the world and... Sorry, I'm talking too fast. But if I cared about those 7 billion out there instead of just me, that's probably a much better use of my time. See, if I were Princess of Genovia, my thoughts and the thoughts of people smarter than me would be much better heard. And maybe those thoughts could be turned into actions. So, this morning when I woke up, I was Mia Thermopolis. But now I choose to be forevermore Amelia Minonette Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia.